day the Pnei Yeshua. At their time, at an old time, Achlos, we discussed the very first day of the year. The first day in Elul, we spoke about this. You don't know if this Chometz or not. You don't know. Are you in violation of Bayrol, Bayimot, if it turned out this Chometz or aren't you? How about the first day? With the first toast, why didn't like the Ron's Teretz? How about that, the whole discussion we had, the very, very beginning. The very beginning of the year, we discussed that question. So he called it the Machlokas HaKadmonim. Should we be shown it? Yeah. Yeah. In the old time Machlokas, we discussed the very first day of the year. The first day in Elul, we spoke about this. You don't know if this Chometz or not. You don't know. Are you in violation of Bayrol, Bayimot, if it turned out this Chometz or aren't you? How about the first day? With the first toast, why didn't like the Ron's Teretz? After that, the whole discussion we had, the very, very beginning. The very beginning of the year, we discussed that question. So he called it a machlokas HaKadmonim, which means we shown it. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. That's the machlokas HaKadmonim. We discussed at the very beginning of the year the different madregas. Some say that there's no bayrov if you did everything you could. And some say, no, you don't do anything. It's still no bayrov if you don't see it. That's the machlokas HaKadmonim. Come to play and shoot and add the nakuda. You're nakuda. You know why Rashi didn't like Tosfos? Perhaps like Zera, like Zera. Chom and Shalom, the Pesach, the Pesach, it's just a knas. We passed it to the Easter Kal. And what's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's only a knas. Especially if it's like the Mashal, you bittle. You did bittle, and really Chom and Shalom, the Pesach should be mutter, it's not yours. We saw the rush, Zim and Dalet, in the second paragraph, it's after a chashash ha-aroma. A ha-aroma. That's how Rashi didn't like Tosfos. Because of the after Pesach, as you said, that's why the... Then I still quoted the Rosh Yosef. Who's the Rosh Yosef? The Prima Godin. The Perish and Shash, called the Rosh, his name is Rav Yosef Tumim. The Perish and Shash, well, he writes like this. He thinks, Mashal Esakasha, how can it be that the Chazal tell you don't check? Don't check if you're over by Rav Yamotze. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Pshad, no, there's no by Rav Yamotze. Why? Because he didn't know about it. The Rosh Yosef was a different word. You know? Chazal prohibits you from checking. Actually, like the Ron said, they're afraid you're going to come in. Once they prohibit you from checking, there's no Bayero. Boop. Why? Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, he quotes, if I find Chometz and Pesach, so I put a Kli on top, right? We saw that above. Ram to Bayero by Yamotze. So the Magen Avraham there says, talk them above, that since Chazal prohibits you from burning it, you are honest with Akonas Chazal, and there is no bayrah. Whenever the rabbis tie your hands in chains or knots and say you may not do a beer, there's no bayrah. Because you can't do it. That's a big chiddush, yeah.
What? Where does it say that the promise
of the Rechachamim
and you're not over?
Where does it say it? Mogadabra.
Much more questions to say you're over and up and under.
That's what I thought. But Kesef Misha? Right, that's right. Similar idea. Right. But you can't get rid of it because Chazal prohibited you from getting rid of it, then in fact there would not be a prohibition. That's what he says. One final clue we haven't discussed this thing. Sorry, though. Okay, true, so you're a bum, but by the way, you're not over. You're a bum. I'm willing to consent to that. We'll call the guy a bum. But the vice, he's not over by your own. Does that take part of his hands?
What's the problem saying
he's over by your own? In a chanami, you could say that. That's what I thought you could say, but the Rosh Hashanah, once you're saying that, Mahalach, he quoted his Magen Avraham. Oh, we had a Kashan in Tosfos, which you haven't answered yet. Why the exact same time slot?
See, hour 6, the Rav Yehuda called the Shas HaBiur, and Chacham called the Tocham Oed. How come?
It's an obvious question. So the Ran addresses that question, the same paragraph. First wide line, the Ikal HaMeimah gives an answer to this question. Timishim de la Rav Yehuda, Eino Bodek Mikan Ve'elech. Well, Rav Yehuda don't check after 12 o'clock, therefore Mikvi Shas HaBir. So 11 to 12 is called Shas HaBir. Aval the Rabbonah, the Svirlech, Shu Bodek La'achar Mikan. Rabbonah said you do a Vedika after 12 o'clock, therefore Lo Mikvi Lu Shas HaBir. And it's a portion of Terence, a Balabatash, a beautiful Terence, the Antakash against Rashi. Okay, so this are both sides. So far, we've analyzed Shita's Rashi against all the Kashas against Rashi. We analyzed Shita's Atosis. There's a third Shita, not so popular. Everybody knows Machlokas Rashi Tosis on the Mishnah. But there's a third Shita, which many people don't never heard of. Who's that? Balamor. He always manages to say the darndest things. He's the greatest. I mean, he's terrific. The Balamor is the iconoclast. They say he wrote the same when he was a teenager. Or a teenage rebellion. We rebelling against the river. But they tell us whether Rambam was so angry at him. He was an 18-year-old taking on the Gadol Hador. There was already four generations before. 18-year-old saying, nothing. So the venerable Rambam said, who are you? Mi Samcha, who are you? To attack the rift so strongly. That's what they say. That's true. The truth is that the first 18 years old, and it was called a Torah Kula, so why can't he say whatever he wants to say? I mean, why not? unbelievable pshat. The Balamor says over here, on page Hayim and Aleph in our print, on the fourth line, Kiditznan, Rav Yehuda Omer Bolkin Or Yudalad of Yudalad Shachas of Bashas Abir, Umefurash Bi Yushalmi, look at this, often the Yushalmi quotes, Heidain Hu Shas Abir, what is Shas Abir? Omar Rava Chamishis, Kirabi Yehuda, Anubshat. What's the Balamot Shat in Shas HaBir is when?
Fifth hour. Unreal. Fifth hour.
We'll put it over here for the moment. We'll see if we can move it over to number two.
But for the moment over here, Balamot. Fifth hour. Not sixth. Fifth.
Quoted up on the Yerushalmi. Why, Rabbosai, why? Why can't, well, the rest of the Salamor is related to the next sugya, but I'm asking a plain question. Why can't you do Bedika in the sixth hour? Answer me. Why, Lawa?
Why? There's
three voices. So what?
Is
your partner taking on your shoes? So what? Why can't I do a bedika?
Now you're
going to
be
Koned. Now you're going to be?
Koned.
No.
Yeah.
Open. No.
Burn.
No. Correct. Fong got the right verb. You're going to eat it. We're afraid you're going to eat it. The same way as we saw until now. The Rashi. Now what? You're afraid you're going to eat it, so it's a chorus, right? Everything's going to eat it. Slow. Slow, slow. We're going in stages. According to the Chachamim, look over here. Look. According to the Chachamim, see Rashi anyway, after once Pesach begins, you may not check. Why may eat it? They be over chorus. We saw that in the Rashi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pirashi, you can't even check
after the sixth hour. Why not? It'll be over Lav Doraisa if you eat it. According to Shitas Balamor, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you can't even check in the sixth hour. Why not? It'll be over in Easter Midrabbanan. But here, a major question can be asked. A very major question. I'm waiting for somebody to ask it. No, no, no. It's both a question or no question. Also no question. 0-3. What's the question against Kabbalah Mor? Yes, ma'am? You mean between the
5th and 6th?
What's between the 5th hour and the 6th hour? That's the question. In the 5th hour, you may check. In the 6th hour, you may not check. Wait a minute. On a Doraisa level, what's the din of both of them? Come on, wake up, everybody. They're both mutter. On a Dirabbana level, we paskin halacha, they're both what? They're both aser. This distinction makes no sense. A pliya tumah Balamor. The Balamor says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you may check in the 5th hour, but not in the 6th hour. Why can't you check the 6th hour? So we assume, same as we saw before, the Rashi Duran, we're afraid you're going to eat it. You're afraid to eat it. You can't eat it in the 5th hour. You can't eat it in the 6th hour. Where does it say that? We had it back in the beginning of Dalit. The top of the emission of Yudalit from the base. What does it say? Ochlin call Arba. Such a beautiful speaking. Ochlin call Arba. Betolin call Kamej. Besarba Tchila Shesh. So what's the difference between the 5th hour and the 6th hour? The same thing. They're both also in the Rabbana. The Atzuma. They even got out by saying, we're not afraid he's going to eat it. No, that's not. We're afraid to have a hanor from it. In my opinion, psychologically, it's exactly the reverse. Why? There's a pasuk, it's an aphorism, I think. It's supposed to be like that. So it says over there, but all the v'kapo yivla'enim, which means the person has a close quote to the base of Gimel. So I know it's from Tosfos. They were afraid that a guy that got yonder going to take the fruit off, and while the apple's in his hand, while it's still in his hand, whoop! It's all peeled, M&M's. While it's in his hand, poop, he puts it in his mouth. No, but Hanoah is less tempting, and therefore there's less...
You have to go out of your way more to get Hanoah.
Right, there's less visual... excitement from Hanoah than compared to look at this M&M's. Behold the Bacapa of Lano. The apple he took off the tree on the untap that sugi that fell. But Hanoah is saying, what am I going to find this farm? We're going to find some fireplace to put it in. Much more drab kind of a thing. It's less likely to happen, and then if you're going to eat it, because it's so tempting. Not so tempting to have Hanoah, it's tempting to eat it.
Smell it and get Hanoah, I mean, it just is over.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Smelling it. Ooh-wah. Smelling it. Okay. Could be right. Yeah? Yeah? Could be, right.
Maybe you want to save it, you want to be able to save it so you can have it. You want to sell it. So if you're going to allow it, then you can still go ahead and put it in the range to sell.
Wow. Also good word. Says what David said about Hanoah, but I asked Hanoah, we're gonna have Hanoah. No. Hanoah means a sale. Sale of Chametz is Hanoah. The 5th hour you may sell, the 6th hour you may not sell. So because of that Hanoah of the fear possibility. We encourage a bedik at the 5th hour. If you find it, you'll sell it, but not the 6th hour, because you can't sell it anymore. Not bad. We have two terutzim. Smelling and selling. How do you like that? Take out the M. Smelling and selling. Selling and smelling. The two ads that were given over here. Not bad. Yeah? Oh. Why not? Very good. Call
Ein v'hem mishum me'ila. Excellent. Halacha l'maisa davus. Okay, for me it's halacha l'maisa. Because not so much anymore, but you see much more. Stella Doro. Stella Doro has a major plant right by the Deegan, right by my house. Basically, I haven't heard something smelly recently, but I used to go on the Deegan a lot, and all of a sudden, when they're baking, wow, it's really, So the mutter on Pesach, mutter on Pesach. When I learned Pesach last time in Yeshiva, 15 years, whatever it was, one of the key words that guys made fun of was Stella Doro. That kept coming up over and over and over again. And the mutter smelled the Stella Doro. So you get Epshe Veloka Mechavin, you're allowed to take the Deegan, take Broadway, avoid the Deegan, take the hand, you have to pay a toll. The shit to avoid to go. I'm serious. I kept talking about that child. Pashtas over your room. Pashtas.
I'm
Pesach.
Right.
Should not smell bread.
Right.
Pashtas is awesome. I call Mara Varea Ain Dev Shavila. Pashtas is that either as Muslim as a rice also by the Rabbana. And we're discussing the Rabbana here anyway, so really should not. Or maybe in some cases even also with the right of it over the conflict. But that's it.
Could you say
what do you mean?
Welcome to the city.
Also Bukhalos, no joke. Some local residents have this incredibly sharp smell that comes from their, I think Bosa Bukhalos or something like that. I don't know what it is. So if someone enjoys it, I used to live here. So I still can smell it. In my mind, how outrageous I consider it to be. But those who might consider it pleasurable would have a shout out for Hanaf Basa Bechol.
Not everything is good, they cook
is Basa Bechol. Most of the time, it's pork. Valdik, it's pork, it's Mutabah
Hanaf, it's not the right. Trade people for
the Shalom. Trade people for the Shalom. It's cow's meat. Yeah, so yeah. No. But also, let me tell you my parents. My parents, when I asked to look at the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav has the Valdig Shtikl Torah. I once said I was over the Briska Rav when I made a Bris Erev Pesach. That was that was the Shtikl Torah that was said. It couldn't took too long with Erev Pesach. I said I was involved in the Briska Rav. Vidai Rabotai. The Briska Rav and the Sefer and the Rambam and Ichos Chometz Umatzah. The fundamental distinction between the fifth hour and the sixth hour, even though they're both with the Rabbana. One that needs a cheftza, one needs to have a classical brisk. It's just mamash, a brisk, a brisk array. The cheftza and gavra. On the chometz, the Rambam says like this. Shoch hamish yis ein ochlem b'chometz, zera mishim yom ha-mehuna. Ve'en osa b'hanoya. B'shoch hamishis. The fichach tolen ba truma v'lechem tolda v'chayotze v'em yechomet shukodesh lo ochlem v'lo sorfen ashtagia shoshish v'sorfen akol. The Ramalon pshat in the Mishnah of Yiraf and Beis tolen means if it's kodshim, a truma. Rashi learns, no. What does tolen mean? Muda ba'ano. Therefore there's no need to burn it because yochol ha'achol behemto. But the Ramalon learns pshat, no. It's only going on chomet shal korban, a tolda. Question is like this. Why can't you burn the chometz shel truma of hekdesh in the fifth hour? You can't eat it. You can't eat it. You're going to have to burn it anyway. You can't have an offer. It's kochim. You're going to have to burn it anyway. So why not burn it now? It's reason magdim of the mitzvahs. It's a gavaldig akash against the Rambam. Rashi has told me you can have an offer. Talking about chulin. But Rambam was talking about truma of a kochim. Why can't you burn it then already? What's the difference? Hey, the Ibut Kachim Yesh Bazer came in the Kvar Asa Vachila. All right, that's the question. But let's stick to Kachim for the moment. Says the Briska Rav, a Gavaldig, a Gavardov, his mom is beautiful. He says, Iker Yisura the Chometz Ba'achevta, Gamli in Achila, Maschel Rak Vishaw, Shishis Bulvad. The aim chilek klal v'ikir yisur the chometz ben achilah la'ano. The af the chacham asul lechol b'shal chamish zer b'shem yom ha'mu'unon. Mikom agom ein ze adayin ikir yisur chometz. The ein ze yisur chefza.
B'zavad ha-befurish la'adim al-lashon ha-Rambam sham. What did he say, Rambam? V'yastru chachamim lechol chometz mitchila asha ha-shishis. U'mitchila asha ha-shishis yeh chometz asur b'achila b'hanoya kol sha ha-shishis b'divrei sofrim. V'shayom v'shviyas al-lamala min ha-torah sha ha-chamishis ein ochlen ba. Chometz gzer m'shem yama mehunan. Pilei ploim. The Rambam says two dinim. You can't eat chametz in the fifth hour, you can't eat chametz in the sixth hour. That's crazy. Watch, you can't eat chametz in the fifth hour, so of course you can't eat in the sixth hour. Why did the Rambam feel it necessary to quote both halachas? This is Brisker Rav. How did the chalkinu l'tanti? To be sure, shishas l'malo, have chametz also be divrei sofrim, kemo she'osu b'shar hayom in ha-Torah. Ba'ave b'chlal chametz shel divreihem. Hear the word. Isa Chavtza. But, Yisuro b'shach ha-mishis din acha yesh lo. Ve'eino adayin v'chal chomet shol divreihem. Isa Gavra. Chazal said, don't eat this chomet. But they couldn't put the Shem eats chomet on the Chavtza so early. You know why? Had they asked the Chavtza b'shem chomet, it had to ask the Bano too. Because we know that chomet is also b'chil Bano. You can't split hairs. So once you're going to say that there exists an Isser and this is called Chometz B'Pesach Midirabonah, the Chometz, the equivalent of Erev Pesach in the afternoon Midirabonah, you have to ask the Ba'ano. They did it for 1 hour. But the sixth hour, the fifth hour of Osai, when Chazal, for their reasons, wanted to make it Mutar Ba'ano, they couldn't say we're going to consider this Chometz after Chatzos. Can't do that. That's the Ask the Ba'ano automatically. So what did they do? What did they do, Rabbi? What did they do? They says an Issa Gavra. So Rabbi has to mention both. An Issa Gavra in the fifth hour, and an Issa Cheftim in the sixth hour. It's not redundant, because it's a new kind of an Issa. This explains why you can't burn Kachim. Gavaldik. You can only burn Kachim when it's a Psul Wat. In the Chefta, then that's not considered Kachim Ksheim anymore. But in Shach HaMishis, it's told, and you know why? There's no Issa Chefta yet. And if there was an Issa Ibut Kachim, 6,000 Issa Chefta, there's no Issa Ibut Kachim. And then he had the Raya, Gevaldik, Raya, the Brisker of Gevaldik. He said, the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, Holomarata, Shemut Alechel Chomets Yom Arbosa, at Shoch Sof Shoh Revis, Ben Ochel Bishoch Hamishis, Ve Ochel Bishoch Shishis, Makanos of Makas Mardis. What? Why should Makas Mardis be limited to Shah Shishis? He's got to say this in the same line, the line before. There's an Easter Achila from the fifth hour. Why is Makas Mardis only starting from the sixth hour? What's the answer on both sides? The sixth hour is Issa Chefza. That's Kein Doraisa. So the Doraisa is Malkus from Chatzos. But the Rabbanan is Makas Mardis Kein Doraisa from 11 o'clock, from the sixth hour. You said to eat chametz in the fifth hour, from 10 to 11, it's a completely different kind of an iser. It's only an iser gavra, just a siyog bi'alma. And therefore, there's no makas maritis on it. Maritis. This is a brisk rub. It's a classic brisk. This is tops. It's great. Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful. So it seems to me, Rabbi Osai, if the brisk rub is right, based on the Rambam, we can say pshat in the balamor as well, without selling, without smelling. I love the shepshat. The balamor said that you can only do bedikas chametz in the fifth hour, not later. Why not later? But partially, you're going to eat it. So he asked the kasha before, may ask the kasha before. The fifth and the sixth are identical. They're both mutter medorais, both asa medirabanan. So what's the difference? So what's the answer on both sides? Now, there's a big difference. Big difference. True. It's also the Rabbanan in the fifth hour and in the sixth hour. But it's a completely different kind of an issue. In the fifth hour, it's only Issa Gavra, Issa Kal. And Issa Kal, and Issa Kal. So, no. Not such a terrible thing. It's only Issa Kal. And therefore, it's only Issa Kal. So, therefore, we should say that, it's not such a big deal. But once it's 11 o'clock, it's already Nisa Chomer, albeit with the Rabbanan. Nisa Chomer with Makas Maris, with the whole story, Nisa Chefza.
then the Chazal are afraid to let you do bedika because they're afraid you're gonna come to eat it. That's a much more serious prohibition. Much more serious. No, I think that's the pshat. That's the pshat. Now, this being the case, back to the Balamor, it's called Shas Habir. Why? Why is it called, that's not the question of the mission. Why is it called Shas Habir? The Balamor discusses that question. Why is it called Shas Habir? Says the Balamor like this. Ulefichach nikreis Shas Habir Shach Hamishis. Why? Vimnesha besofa hisreifas chometz kinitnan visorfin betchilat shesh. If I wouldn't know better, I would have said this is an absolute contradiction. He wants to know why do we call the fifth hour the Shas Habir. How does he explain it? That's when the Chazal require you to burn it. How do you know it's enough in the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? V'sor v'tchilat shesh. V'sor v'tchilat shesh? So tchilat shesh is sof habir. So why did he write down the Shor HaMishnah and the Shas Habir? Oh, we had a Kesef Mishnah. Remember the Kesef Mishnah? Didn't we have it once? I think we had it, right? Because the Mishnah suggests that when it says in the Mishnah V'sor v'tchilat shesh, what it really means is sof HaMishnah. Why the Tana of the Mishnah chose to confuse us and say tchilat shesh when he really meant Sof Chomesh? I'm not exactly sure. Yes?
What's the
time threshold
between the end of the fifth and the beginning?
Nothing. Clarifying. That's what the Balamor really means. No nafkami. That's what it really means. Now, of course, if the Balamor is right, you understand very well that there's no kash of Tosis. What told Sketch of Kash against Rashi? Why the name change? Shas Habir, and he called it Tokamo, but he answers a different time. Not the sixth hour, the fifth hour. So the Balamor is right, that he's not subject to Tosis Kash. Because he changed from the sixth to the fifth. That's a remarkable Balamor, completely different than everybody else, but that's not surprising. It's happened before, as we know many times. And we got it straight on both sides. Got Klar, this little Mishnah, it's just two lines. There's a lot to be said about it. There's two little lines, a lot to be said. Baruch Hashem. Tomorrow, I want to learn with you a sugya on Yud Beis and Mid Beis. It's the sugya of Bir Chometz Mitzrayim. We spent a lot of time talking about it already in the past. We made a reference a number of times already to the big question of when is the Chiyuv Shreifa Rav Yehuda? Is it Dafka before the Zman Bir, Dafka after the Zman Bir? It's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here, and the Balamor, of course, as usual, gets into the action too. So Mitzvah Shem will discuss that Inyan Yubayis and then, although I don't think we'll get to it tomorrow, I never know, the Sugya of Erev Pesach Meshavas, which is of course a very Lamaisadik Inyan, which we'll get to after that. Okay? Tosfos.
What I meant to say was,
right back. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Remember the Mishnah in the Pidanach Amud Beis, which we already saw back at Avdalah Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochlen kol arba v'tolen kol chomesh v'sofim v'tchil al shesh. We may eat for 4 hours, the fifth hour is suspended. What do you mean suspended? So Rashi explains that you may not eat it, but you need not burn it because there's no Isar Hanah. The Rambam explains, as far as Truman Kodesh, which we explained yesterday, the name of Rav Belvila, a whole shot in the Rambam. And Sorfim, it's Chilat Shesh. Says the Gemara, on the Yudbeis and Medbeis, why is Abiyuda say what he says? A whole series of reasons. I would love to discuss the other matters, which we're not going to discuss, because it's really beautiful and interesting. But the Zmane Hayom, with the hours, with this, but we're not going to go into it because we're going to try to, as much as we can, to hold ourselves back. And it's tempting, but meanwhile we're holding ourselves back. See tomorrow. And we will discuss the actual issue of Tzreifas Chametz. But with Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, Rav Omar, Lav Hayim Atam Rav Yudah, what you said until now, Rav Yudah L'Tameh, the Omar Ein V'yo Chametz Al Esreif, Rav Yudah L'Shitasa, you have to burn the Chametz. And says, you have to burn the Chametz, V'yavu L'Rabonan Shor Achas, Lilkot Bo Eitzim. The rabbis gave you an hour to find wood to burn the Chametz. Rashi, the last few narrow lines, Rav Amar Tama de Rav Yudah the Chometz Lavishim Ta'usi. Not because of a mistake. No toy inchi bein chomesh sheva. She should make a big mistake. She should make a mistake for over an hour. She should confuse the fifth hour, the seventh hour. It's unlikely. And especially kidekama chomesh chama b'mizrach b'chule. If the sun changes from the east side to the west side, v'hai dekama tolin kol chomesh. A beautiful time of either Pirkin Chafala from an Aleph, Ain be a Chomet al Asreifa, Hilkach, Ostra Rabbana Bachiloso Kedei, Shiela Pnai Lalaket Eitzin Bein Atayim. They give him an hour to collect wood, Visharis Lake al Chomesh. If you allow him to eat the Chomet until 11 o'clock, I use the word 11 o'clock, that means in the average, these ideal theoretical day, you know, the days, you know, 11 is an hour before Chatzos, Ain on Iskar, he'll forget. Too busy eating. Can you imagine? There's all these Yankee doodles. And after 11 o'clock, I'm going to be throw them all out. It's delicious. He keeps eating and eating and eating and eating. Can't eat it all, so he's going to try. And then left over with some. Okay, 11 o'clock. Clock strikes 11. Ding. Now burn the chametz. Burn the chametz. I have no wood. Where were you for the last hour? I was eating Yankee doodles. Oh, what do you expect? I should go for wood? So therefore, I will ask the Tolile, now that he can't eat it from 10 to 11 anyway, nothing to do. Rami Anavshe and Mitzkal Alake, he'll be able to go collect the wood to burn on that of 11. Yes, no? I told you yesterday, huh? No, not so inviting. Eating Yankee Doodles, and that's, come on. No, you're such a tzaddik. I'm just in awe. A man who can't see the difference between, you know, throwing your chametz to use it as firewood and eating Yankee Doodles. I mean, the man is mamish ben olam haba. I'm just giving it as an example. You like seven layer cake better? Okay, have it strawberry shortcake, whatever you like. M&M's not chametz. That's why they give it. All right, anyway, that's what the Gemara says. Fun. So it's unbelievable. They stop him from eating that hour, so left time to collect wood. Says the Gemara. Eisver Avina L'Rov. Rabbi Avina asked the Kash against Rov. Very important question. Om Rabbi Yudah. There's a quarter of Yudah in a Brisa somewhere. Amosai. Rashi. Amosai what? When? Ani Omer ain't be a chametz on the betrayal. But when did I make my famous statement? You must dafka burn the chametz and not dispose of it some other way. When? Shalo b'shas b'yuro. Avol b'shas b'yuro. Hashba soso. Bechol davar. End of the sugya. So because of this kash, which we haven't described yet, the Gemara's going to go back and say, Alma Rava, Zer B'Shem Yom Ha'una, on the cloudy day, there's no sun, you can mix up five. That's not for now, as I said. This line, this one little line, one line, that's all it is. I can't tell you how many pages of ink have been generated to explain this one line in the Gemara. One line. But the first thing was spilled by Rashi. Rashi, he came first. So how do you learn Pshat in the Gemara? So Rashi has an incredible interpretation. Shalo b'shas v'yura, says Rashi, b'tchilas sheish v'kol sheish. Already it's a very unusual phrase. B'tchilas sheish v'kol sheish. At the beginning of the sixth hour and the entire sixth hour. Sounds like excess verbiage. Should say the sixth hour. Well, keep that in mind. Da'akati midoraisa shari. It's still permissible midoraisa because the Torah doesn't say anything until 12 o'clock, we know. Achilek. Avo. Bishat v'yuro, which according to the Bach, supposed to be a new caption, should be in big letters. Right? That's according to the Gemara. Avo. Bishat v'yuro. Says Rashi, when is that? B'sheva, after 12 o'clock. Shehu muzer min ha-Torah, was it Issa Daraisa? Hashba soso b'chol dover. Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can eliminate the chametz any way you please. Okay, so how do you read the Gemara? Come to Rashi with an incredible shot. V'torach ze'alama. What do you mean? You give him an hour to collect wood. What are you afraid about? If you won't give him an hour to collect wood, the clock strikes 11, guess what? He's woodless, right? He cannot make the fire at 11 o'clock, which is what he's supposed to do. No big deal. No big deal. It may await him, but 11 o'clock he has no wood. Simple. Yantin adshas b'yuro. Let him wait till 12 o'clock. V'yash b'senav b'chol dover. And at 12 o'clock he can take the chametz and throw it out the window. Throw it to the ocean. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So Rashi has a double chiddush in Rashi. The first chiddush is that the obligation to burn according to Rabbi Yehuda exists only before Chatzos and not after Chatzos. Chiddush number one.
Didn't they say before the Shabbat to take a shower?
You mean the Mishnah we had yesterday?
Yeah.
That was a kasha. That's a problem. That's one of Tosa's kashas. We'll see. That the word Shabbat means two different things. We'll try to discuss that. But one, the first chiddush is that you burn it until 12, after 12 you can dispose of it any way you please. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, that if now if it's 11 o'clock and we know that the rule is, assuming that that's the rule, until 12 it has to be burned. And after 12 you can throw it down the toilet, that we can tell a guy with a straight face, hey mister, I'll give you a shortcut. Just wait an hour and then flush down the toilet. I would have said that even assuming that Rashi's right in this first wild assumption, that the obligation to burn is only before 12 or not afterwards, still, if it's 11 o'clock now, burn it. Get the wood. What do you mean wait till 12? That 12 means you blew it. Not that you got it. You blew it. So Rashi says if you wait till 12, then you got it. That's the second big chiddush in Rashi. Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. These are intrinsic questions I have within Rashi. After my questions are finished, we start with Tosa's questions, which of course are more important than mine. Tosa is a series of questions, I think three, right? Three? How many questions does he have against Rashi? Three. Let's see. Three strikes. Let's see the three strikes that Tosa wants to strike Rashi out with three strikes. Let's see. Amasai shalom b'shas b'yuro. Pirush akuntris. Shalom b'shas b'yuro b'sheish. U'b'shas b'yuro b'kan ve'elach. Right? From 12 o'clock and on. U'porim. That's a very nice, fair synopsis of Rashi Sheet. Correct? No quibble yet? Now the questions start flying. The Kosh Rav Enatar. Heichi Yamtin at Sheva Levara. Ho Askina Liyad Af Yudamid Beis. The Gaza Rabbi Yehuda. Bishas Yisuro Livdok. Dilma Osi Lamecha. Mina yesterday Shir. The Mishadach Yud. Rabbi Yehuda said you cannot allow someone to do a Bedika. Why? Because we're afraid that while he's doing the bedik, he may come to eat it. So here too, how do we let the guy burn it in the seventh hour? Maybe he'll come to eat it. That's question number one, which Tosus asks against Rashi. No, this one I think is the easiest answer. Give me an answer. What do you think an answer? Right? Rashi was only worried about a bedika. A bedika means you're having a long-term connection with your chametz. You know, like we have a bedika, you take it, you collect it, you put it in the bag. And then with the feather, with the spoon, with the candle. And meanwhile, you're hungry. Take a little nash. Have a little bit of the Yankee Doodle there that you found. That's what we're afraid about. But over here, we're not discussing bedikas chametz. No. You're leaving the chametz hidden away. As soon as the clock strikes 12, shoo! You pick it up and then like a third baseman. As you go in, you pick it up and you quickly fling it out the window. You never even have it. You never see those good guys there. You go, never even have it. Before you pick it up, it's already out of your hand. So now there's no chashash shema yochal in that kind of a case. As opposed to bedikah, where you're collecting it, you have a bag, and you're walking around with it. It's a completely different thing. I didn't see this answer anywhere, but isn't this an obvious answer? Did anyone see this in any of the Rishonim, Achronim, anybody? I didn't look too far, but maybe this is a push to answer to Rashi. The Rashi says, yes, if he's doing bedikah, he's worried about shema yochal. We're just doing a beer, there's no bedik over here. We're just doing a quick beer, so there's no Shema Yocha. That's what I thought of on my own, but I didn't see anyone befarish to say such a thing. Yes, no?
One thing we also say, Rabbi Yehuda also says, Bishas Yisuro.
Don't get your answer. The question of Rashi asked, the Torah against Rashi is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Don Yeste and Rabbi Yud said, he's worried that you're going to, if you wait too long, you're going to come, you're going to come and eat it. So he's afraid to let you do a bedikah in the afternoon.
The
Lashon, the facts. Rabbi Yehuda says, you may not do a bedikah in the afternoon, correct? You know what I mean? That's after Rashi learns, what's in Yehuda ben, what happened? What is that Yehuda ben Beis? We had on a chart, on a board, forget the Gemara, it was on a chart. The blackboard. What did the blackboard say yesterday? No? No? Have you done there? Vulcan or Yudal, Yudal of Shachas, who is Shas Habir? What does Shas Habir mean according to Rashi Bepashtas?
7,000.
What?
7,000.
But what did Rashi seem to say? According to the chart. It was the 6th hour, right? 6th hour. That was the Pashtas according to Shitas Rashi. It was the 6th hour. 1 minute. 1 minute. So if Rashi means the 6th hour, Atatosis assumes that Rashi wouldn't argue with that point. If Rashi argues with that point, okay. But maybe he does. But the Pasha that Rashi agrees that the Shatz Beer means the 6th hour. The 6th hour. And Chachamim say you can go further than that. What's further than that? The Akar Amoid, Mishesho, Sulamala, Achitechsha. That's how Rashi learns. So if Rabbi Yehuda says that Shas Habir is the after Chatzos, so what's he fighting about? According to Rashi, there's no machlokas. It'd be very tempting to say, would it be tempting to assume that Shas Habir, according to Rashi, doesn't mean the 6th hour. But if we're going to say that, we don't understand, according to the way we have Rashi over here, that the Rabbi Chachamim saying Rabbi Yudim and Beis, the Yachar Amoid means until Shetechshach, and Rabbi Yudis says the same thing, the Shas Tavir means until Shetechshach, so what are they fighting about? Incidentally, before I forget, Meir told me that Rashi Menachas, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, you hear? That's referred to in the margin, says what we thought he might have said, or could have said, or should have said, namely, that the Acher Amoid means Mishay Shol Salamala Ad Sof HaPesach. Right, because by Rabbi Mutz is opposed to what? After Pesach, when there's no longer any Isser, because Chavma Shal Bet was very Kal, Isser Kal, Tan Yeshua, right? That whole discussion from yesterday. And you know, maybe, I was thinking maybe, but only maybe, Tos said that Gerson Rashi over here too? Maybe. I can't, I don't know. Because Tosfos says over here, Rashi lo rotza lefarsh kemei shapirish v'mishnah debokah shelo yavah v'val yiroyah. How can Tosfos say that? If that's the case of v'val yiroyah, you should check it till after Pesach is over. So maybe, but maybe, at a different girsa over here. Maybe the girsa that Tosfos had within Rashi was the Acharah Dalit, Tosvav. This is personally inscribed to me by the author. Wow. So he has here Chilufei Nuschos and Rashi. So I was wondering if you had something about this. Yudim and Beis. Yudim and Beis. Rashi. Whoa, hold on one second. Yudim and Beis and Rashi. This is line 32 and 3. What? Saviyad Aleph is one of the maids, that's the first one, the first Saviyad that he calls that he found in Old Saviyad. Guess what? The word Ulamala, I assume it means Ulamala after Tefsha, Lesser. I don't know. Became Lesser Betosis Rock. Those have been a parrot. Let me take a quick look when he quotes. Let me just, I'm not an expert in these mystical stories here. 1 minute. I guess Tosafot in the Parrot quotes Rashi. 1 second. Here's the story. Hold on. It's not my specialty.
Many years ago.
Well, time
out. Check that. Many years ago. chose this one because I felt it was...
One minute. It's one of the maids, that's the first one. The first Tzagah that he calls, that he found an old Tzagah. Guess what? The word Ulamala, I assume it means Ulamala Ashatepsha, Lesser. I don't know. Okay, Lesser, but Tosas Rap. Tosas have been a parent. Let me take a quick look when he quotes. Let me just try. I'm not an expert in these mystical stories here. 1 minute. I guess Tosaf ben Apparat quotes Rashi. 1 second. Here's the stories. Hold on. It's not my specialty.
Many Gears Sos, if you're willing.
Well, time out.
Check that. Many Gears Sos. And chose this one because I felt it
would be. One minute. No, we have that. Here's Rashi. Man, I jumped too soon. But the word Lamal is not there. Nah, it's in Mishay Shos Ache Tefshach. He doesn't mean Ache Tefshach Seventh Day Pesach. He means Ache Tefshach Erev Pesach. Nah, scratch that. So apparently no one has a different Gersh than Rashi over here. So the Rashi Menachos is different, and it'll be a nice to fantasize that Rashi doesn't exist. But he exists, so therefore all these things are, we'll see, meanwhile, just leave as fantasy. Okay, so now so my Teret, I thought of back to the days of the days, I thought it was the best parent, the distinction between one and what? Between Biur and Bidika. Okay, but that's the smallest of the question. That got the big stuff. The O Shat Biuro de Masnisin Hainu Bishesh. Now that's the kasha, which would also go away if we could fantasize. But since we're now in the real hard-nosed world, the Rashi which we have, so we're stuck. Because Shat Biur in fact means what? The sixth hour. Back on the Yudim and Beis, how come suddenly on the Brisa, on Yudim and Beis, the same exact expression, Shas Biuro, according to Rashi, is taken to mean what? After 12 o'clock, where the same expression, Shas Biuro, in the Mishnah of Yudim and Beis means before 12 o'clock. But that's the Kasha. I thought the answer is false. This brisa is obviously a response of Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, he's modifying his statement. Apparently, he was under attack from the majority of Chachamim, and he said, "Listen, you don't get so excited. When did I say my din? It's Rafa. I only said it in case A, not in case B. Huh? Good." What occurred to me is that here, Rabbi Yehuda is talking on the level of Doraisa. Look, Pshat in the Psukim on a level of Doraisa. And on a level of Doraisa, where there is no Issur at all until 12 o'clock, nothing. So then, of course, on a level of Doraisa, Rabbi Yehuda makes a certain statement. And on the context of a Doraisa, Rabotai, in the context of a Doraisa, Shat Biuro must be after 12. Because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tashbisu was after the Shas Yisr. It burned after the Shas Yisr. And that must be after 12. After 4:12, there is no Yisr. So on a level of the Oraisa, which our mission is discussing, which our Braisa, Yudbeis and Yudbeis, Om Rabbi Yehuda Emasai, that's a Braisa which is on a level of the Oraisa. On a level of the Oraisa, Shas Yisr means after 12. Whereas the Mishnah on Yudim and Beis is clearly a level of the Rabbana, no doubt about it, right? Going on the details of when exactly you burn, and in terms of the way Rashi explained before, the fifth hour, the sixth hour, all those things we had yesterday on the chart, it's talking about a level of the Rabbanan, when these Yisurim do exist. Since the mission is on the level of the Rabbanan, in Rabbanan speak, Shas Habir means the sixth hour. Because that's when the rabbis insist that you burn it. In Braita speak, and Yudbeis and Yudbeis, which is still on the level of Doraisa, then Shas Biuro means after 12 o'clock. Again, that's my parrot. I haven't found anywhere in the Rishonim. I haven't found any parrot in the Rishonim, frankly. Either of these first two kasha. I'm going to talk about the last kasha they all saw. But the first two kasha I didn't see answers to. I didn't find. Maybe you found something else. If I had a fan for myself, those are the two answers I suggest. If you have a better answer or even a different answer, please let me know. Okay, now come to the main question. Can I prove to you that the Mishnah is the Rabbanon? Well, yes, I can. No, it says the Farish. It says Bolkin. What's Bolkin mean? Bedikas Chametz.
Didn't we say yesterday
in
the Mishnah that
Bolkin
is still
the right? Say Bolkin, or Yudal is Bolkin. Yudal, obviously, making reference to the details of Bedikas Chametz. So the
Rabbanon. But didn't we say yesterday
in the Mishnah? 1 minute. Yudal Briachar Amoy. According to some Paschim, we still need to be the Rabbanon according to those. So that's Pashat. The Chiddush, my Chiddush is that Yudim base is on the level of the Rabbanon. It's Pashat that way. But I can't, I don't have a 100% proof, but that's how all the Rishonim learn. Everything says Shishis. Rashi tells, they all talk about the Rabbanon. That's my theory. Okay. The main thing I'm going to have to say, everything that's still out with me, you ever see like a championship bout, you know, they have this big match. But now these, what they have is, you know,
undercut.
You know, those other guys, what do you call those?
Undercut.
The big car. Yeah, the guys, the preliminary, that's the word I'm looking for. The preliminary, the guy, when someone sits down, gets settled, they have a couple guys punching at each other. But these two first punches are just preliminary. The main bout comes the last kasha. The third kasha, that's the third strike is always the hardest to get, right? That's the, till now, skirmishes. I gave two terutzim. You like it, you don't like it. You have a different terutzim. I don't know if you... Although I would appreciate if you know the terutzim, let me know. I didn't find any. But that got the main kind. The main kind is the terutzim. Oh. Yo! Diminosar yolif Rabbi Yehuda the chavitz v'sreifa. Vinosar achar what? What should that say? What should that word say? Where's it? I have no asterisk, couldn't go anywhere. I just have an asterisk. No. That's Chaban Rei. In one of the other editions has, I think, Isura, right? Which, do anyone have it in this Gemara? No, but there's an asterisk here. They're obviously going on something. Oh, they're both going back to the same, oh yeah? Both stars go. Oh, two for the price of one.
No, that's Gemara.
That's the Gemara. That's not. And I think somebody has to give us a Yisuro. I think I saw it on the start of the page somewhere. But then, Prophecy Achar Yisuro Tong Sreifa. Ukamokan Chomet. Here's the most fundamental question. This is a fundamental question. Till now, it's details. An expression, right? How do you wait so long they come to eat it? But now comes the fundamental question. Hey, what's going on in Rashi? How can Rashi say that the Alfusa from Nosar tells you that you burn the chametz before the critical moment, but not after? Punkt verkehrt. By Nosar, the Chiyuv Shreif is when? It's dafke after a Nosar, a Boke Boesh Tisrofu. Dafke after the, you wait till the morning, you have to burn it. How can Rashi say, punkt, that you wait till a later time, you don't have to burn it? That's crazy. That's a Gevaldik Akash. Now that's a Akash. But that Akash has a Terence. Not my Terence. That Akash is a very good Terence. Yes?
I understand how it can't be like that. Because
the Gemara of Alyssa itself says, well, you haven't heard Tosaf Shah yet. Equal time. Well, Tosaf is going to have a different Shah, which should have fit into the words also very well. Let's leave that out, what the other alternatives are for the moment. We're just Kasha on the viability of Rashi's interpretation. So today's kash is a very good teretz. Who gives the teretz? Who gives the teretz? Anybody know? And it's on the Ma'amar Karmis? Korban Asag is part of it, right? But it can precede the Korban Asag. I'll tell you the truth. I never knew about this source which I'm going to quote to you right now. I only knew about the Korban Asag that I knew about. But Rashash is often a filter like Rashi. Right, that's true. That's a very good point. But still, that doesn't help us in terms of our fundamental understanding. He gives us what the source bears out Rashi. But who gives an answer, fundamental answer, which sort of reinterprets Rashi? Don't think Rashi is what he seems to be. Who's that? No? No. Not too many people left in the Ma'amar Karmis. The Me'iri. I never knew about the smear. I'll be honest with you, I never knew the smear even existed. I once gave a Shabbos Agoro drush about this very nekuda. My main source was the Korban Asano at the time, which said, in one line, it says the kernel of the forge I want to bring out. But then this time around, I looked in the Meiri, and lo and behold, this is exactly what I was saying all along, which is as follows. Baruch Shekivani to the Meiri. The Meiri is as follows. It's right over here in Yudbeis and Medbeis. Don't think that Rashi said that fundamentally the din of Bir Chometz, Trefa, ends at Chatzos. Chas v'sholom. If Rashi held that way, there's no way out of Tosfos Kashi. He's deriving from Noser. Noser is dafke after the time it becomes the show. Noser comes also. Achar Yisura. It's inconceivable that we should derive from Noser and turn around and say, you know, the entire derivation from the pasuk only is limited to a story, to a case before the Shas Yisura. That's inconceivable. It's crazy. Oh. The answer is that maybe basically that Rashi learned Shas the Gemara. That the chiyuv to burn chometz exists after chatzos as well. You must burn the chometz. Fundamentally, conceptually, the chiyuv derived from Noser is burn. When they burn, baby burn, right? You have to burn it and burn it after chatzos. But it's a problem. A major problem for the Russian. In your attempt to fulfill the mitzvah of burning the chametz after chatzos, which is well motivated, nice idea, you're going to fall victim to something. You got it. Valyiroa, valyimaseh. While you run around collecting wood, the clock keeps ticking. Tick, tick. Valyiroa, valyimaseh. Valyiroa, valyimaseh. No, you can only hear the clock going? So therefore, although in theory Rashi would agree that you're required to burn the chametz after chatzos as well, as a matter of practical observance, Rashi says you can't do it. Because every minute is again the clock ticks and you're over by Yamatze. So it comes out a very strange phenomenon that conceptually Rashi will agree that the chiyuv to burn the chametz exists after chatzos, even after chatzos. But practically speaking, Rashi says, you simply cannot do so, lest, one second, lest you violate by your will, by your mother. That's the assault. 1 minute. Before you ask your questions, what led the Meiri to this conclusion? He asked the kash against Rashi from an offer of Mishnah. A Mishnah, which is a Mishnah Tmura. We already had it, the Chavzayin of Abayz is referred to. What is that? That among the list of Nisrafim, about which it is said that Afron Mutter, that the ashes are permissible, in that long list is what? Chometz bePesach. And it said it goes quote Rabbi Yehuda. Frek the Meiri, Chometz bePesach. bePesach. According to Rashi, not true. All the time there is a mitzvah to burn the chometz is when? Until when? No. Until 12 o'clock. Once 12 o'clock comes, according to the simple reading of Rashi, there's no mitzvah to burn the chametz. You can just dispose of it any way you please. And if you should decide to burn it, it's not meant to strup him. It's meant to burn him at that point. So how can he eat from your mutter? Answer to me, no, you have it all wrong. Rashi agrees it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz after chatzos. In that afternoon, and on Pesach proper as well. All Rashi says is a practical matter. Don't do it. Because until you collect the wood, you're in violation of Yerubayim Mutter. But if you're in action and you collect the wood, or you have an ongoing fire and also just throw it in quickly after 12 o'clock or even on Pesach, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz, because the mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz exists. This is the rabbis tell you, don't do it, because if you do it, it'll be over by Rabbi Yamate. But it's on the books, it's still there. This is there on the books that you should execute that mitzvah. We did apply the principle of Nasa mitzvah also. And therefore the Afer is mutter. That's the Meiri's parent. Yes, ma'am. Quote Rabbi Yehuda? Don't get that impression. and the president probably would not. That's what we had discussed a long time, my folks in Reb Chaim and the Makor Chaim. Remember that? They had a richus about that. There's been an inner stream of Yudah. Is that the Peshat? If you don't burn, there's no Tashbisu? Well, no, Tashbisu you have no matter what. Separate mitzvah. I don't want to go into that again. We had a long discussion. Not for now. Not for now. Not for the way to be, but I don't want to go out too far on a limb. Yes, David. Afron Mutter, the Afron Mutter called that Yudah, right? Because that's what it says in the Mishnah. Chomet be Pesach. Be Pesach. Be Pesach, Pashut means on Pesach. I got to tell you, before the Miri came, he kind of copped out. He said a different, he snuck out, I should say. No. Chomet be Pesach doesn't mean on Pesach. Chomet be Pesach means around Pesach, means until before 12 o'clock. It's a particular cop-out. Indian Pesach, right. That's the word. The second has much more excited, much more fundamental, much more deep. Yes? Right, right, right. That's correct. Correct? Correct. Correct. Yeah. Could be, you're right. But even if he didn't have wood, and he was a bum, and he spent 5 minutes collecting wood during every second of the by Musi, but then he burned it at the end, still not the mitzvah. It was a course, but all right, but still not the mitzvah. Anyway, I saw in this Gemara Shnei Kosei Sefer HaMichtam, I'm sure you don't find those exist here anyway in the base of Medrash. I'll read it to you, the quote. Kol zman sheyesh lo etzim, Pusha mitzvosa b'sreifa, afilu liachas mani suro, avalo la'akev im elo. That's the Sefer HaMichta. Yeah. Repeat. The kol zman sheyesh lo etzim, Pusha mitzvosa b'sreifa, afilu liachas mani suro, avalo la'akev im elo. That's exactly what the Meiri said. Except he said it even more succinctly. In one sense, he said it all. The Meiri basically says the same thing. He says it with the Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav Yehuda. Amosai, one second. He's answering the Chachamim. Look at, you have to turn to appreciate the Meiri. Turn from it to Chavdayim of Bez. You see the attack. Rav Yehuda was under an onslaught. He wasn't just stammer. He had to defend himself. Look at Chavdayim of Bez. The Chacham attack Rav Yehuda. Take a look. Chavdayim of Bez. Rav Yehuda main beer of a smack in the middle of the page. Tanya, Om Rav Yehuda, A biyachom etel esreif. Vadin nosek. Uman noser, remember the place? Uman noser, shein over by rov by yamasek ton esreif. Chom eshesh by rov by yamasek kol shkein shetan esreif. Om Rulo, they said back to him, kol din shata don tchilas alachem esof alahokil, ein odin. Lo mosa eitzim besorfo, ye yoshev botel, Torah Amra Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatechem B'chol Dover Shata Yochol Ashbisu. Gval. So how did Rabbi Yehuda respond to this attack? So the Miri says, you know how he responds? By his response is printed in Rabbi Yehuda's in the day. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, hey Masai, when do I say you have to burn it? What? Before 12 o'clock. But once 12 o'clock passes, I concede to you, Chachamim, as a practical matter, you have to dump it any way you can. Not because I belittle the mitzvah of Sreif at that point. No, the mitzvah on the books. But Poshes, I can't let a guy yell by Rabbi Yamase. I have no choice. That's how the Meiri understands. It's a response to the Chachamim. That's his response. The Meiri understand very well. Well, so the third Kasha. How do you derive from Nosar to the Achat Manisru? Yamo! Yes, sir. Rashi agrees to that. That's the Chomet to burn of the Achat Manisuro. Again, conceptually. As a practical matter, not. As we said before, we all said if I have a big fire and it's burning very, very, very strongly, and I have the Chomet right here, I can just throw it in. Of course it would be the right thing to do. Because now you fulfill the mitzvah. Only if you have no fire and no wood and no this and no that, it'll take your time. Then you can be mashpiz b'chol dov. Slight hosafa to what the Navy said. Gaval. No, sir. The mitzvah to burn is only after Zman Yisuro. How can we derive from Chomet from there that Chomet, the mitzvah to burn, according to Rashi, apparently not only what? Not only after, which is our Kiddush, the Miriam's Kiddush in Rashi, but also before, because after what Rashi does say, that there exists a mitzvah to burn the Chomet before, so on a simple level, we can answer as follows. Yeah. Sure. Tosfos Kasha, let's turn back now to the top of your page of the base. All Tosfos Kasha. Kasha was like this. Behold, did me no say yola from Yehuda the chomet for strefa, for no sir achar yisuro ton strefa, who can both can chomet. That could be asking two, it's a double whammy kasha. One, on first the question is, you see from here that you have to burn chomet after the zman. Now we already answered the kasha. Rashi agrees, you have to burn the chomet after the zman. Just so we can't take a chance to leave it over by Ross, so there's a less rare with no choice until you throw it out the window. But it can constantly agree. But the same question is asked another way, which is, according to Rashi, there appears to be a mitzvah to burn the chomet when Shalom Vishasbir, which means what? Bishar Sheish, in the sixth hour. Now the sixth hour is before the time. So how do you derive from Noser? Yes, Aliyah? Namely? Now, be very careful with that. We say Rashi the Shittas, you can do the Meister before the Kiyam after. Tells Rashi according to Shittas Chachamim, Shittas Rabbana, who say Ashma Sosa B'chol Dover. But according to Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, the Pashas is that no. But the Rashi is learning that you have to do the straight for really afterwards. Oh. But maybe you're right, Elio, in the following sense, as I started saying before. But it comes to no, so it's obvious. You can't burn the nosa before the time. Why? Ibud kachim, left in Ashia, Ibud kachim. Kasher of carbon, you can't burn a carbon, you heat it. When it comes to chametz, but it's not any of Ibud kachim, so therefore if a person wishes he could eliminate it earlier, and if you eliminate it earlier, you should eliminate it by fire, by burning. You can't say, well, why did you derive from chametz, from nosa? So I'm done an Afshim Mashiach, actually, if I nosa before the time, you have to eat it. You can't eliminate it. As a, right? What about pashas? It's even kosher. Not about pashas. You can't even go up anyway between now and then. The system is going to go get thrown out anyway. So the mela, perhaps it would be permissible to, or even required, to burn it from an earlier time. Yes, David? Right. That's a good point. That's going to be discussed in the second paragraph, Mr. Shem. Later on this month, whether chomets before Pesach is chomets or not chomets. Sounds like a very abstract and academic question. It's one of the most practical questions around. Is chomet what we call Isura Bola or Hetera Bola? Is chomet Shmola or not Shmola? We'll discuss that at length. Don't worry about it. But not for now. Right? It's too early to discuss that, right? Memele Rabotai, if you look carefully in the Gemara, and that's Chof Aleph Amid Bey. Just turn it, the first blot and the second paragraph. All the Me'iri speaking. Chof Aleph Amid Beis. They didn't have the Me'iri? Chof Aleph Amid Beis, one second. Chof Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara the Havamina, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to have Hanor B'shas Reifa. Take a look at Tosfos over here. Ba'ade de Kasari Flame, Lishani Mine, says Tosfos. Mishim to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom HaChomet Tzreifa, Ephro, Mutter, the Tanya Peperek Basu, the Tzmura, Kol Nisrof, and Afra Mutter. Because Salka died in Fahadi de Kasara play, Lishani Mine. Right? Lishani Mine. Wait a second. This is the Yachas Mani Suro. Right? This is, obviously before Mani Suro, you have Hanor from it. But Poshit. What do you mean? How can I have Hanor Achim Suro, Kwadir Ashi? It's not been on a trophim. Ah, so then you see from here that no. Rashi concedes that it's considered on a trophim liachas mano. As we said before, in his interpretation of Chometz Bid Pesach, it's been on his rough. He gave another answer, by the way, before, again, an earlier, more technical answer, that Ovid Manam and Shol is the Rabbonim. So in both cases, he gives really the technical answer, Ovid Manam and Shol is the Rabbonim, and Chometz Bid Pesach means before Pesach, you know, get out the band-aid. But then he gives this one fundamental answer which encompasses everything. The brilliant answer of the Meiri Pshat and Rashi. Now, as we mentioned before, the Rashash. The Rashash. Sure. So it says in the Gemara that Chafama from the Beis, Over, Mano, Otsu, Mano, Pshita, and it says, Gimaya, Sword, Bahari, Zichotar, Play, the Tanamine. See, after this man is over, you can still have Anor, because why? Because it's dropped from the Yudas, not from Mutli. You see, Chlor, you have to burn it after this man. What Rashi said, that's Rashi concedes, that's the answer. Rashi, of course, agrees to that. Just that ideally, you should get rid of it right away, even if you don't have any fire, just dump it out the window. Now, there is a Mechilta, the Farish of Mechilta, like Rashi. The Farish, that's the Rashash quotes the Mechilta, which states quite clearly that Rashi is right. The Mechilta goes back already to Tanoim, not to Tam's recent invention. Rashash quotes the Mechilta. Ava Mechilta Mashmik Apirish Rashi, the Zelashono. Achelo Tagia Shatabir, Mitzvah Kiluyo Betrefa. Mishehigia Shatabir, Mitzvah Kiluyo Bechol Dova. Chofen. The Farish of Mechilta like Rashi. Oh. I'll ask me. That Tosis quotes a different source to prove their point. They go to Yerushalmi, Chenisa the Yerushalmi with Ferah Kol Shor. That seems to prove their point. We'll see later that the Yerushalmi, if you hold the Miri, can be resolved. It's not necessarily a proof to Tosfos. We'll come back to that a little bit later. But since we're talking about Raya, one more Raya before we stop bringing Raya. That's the Gemara Tes Vav Amud Beis. You know, if you. They ask, speak to them, what are you learning? Sukkah. They ask, you learn to figure out the Chanina Skana Kohen in the last year? Oh, the Chanina Skana Kohen was like six or seven blocks, chock filled with all the halachos of Tara. I'd love to learn it. I really would. Maybe in summer, maybe some other Gilgul, maybe I don't know when, but meanwhile, we're not learning it right now because we're too busy with the Chesah. But at least to make a token appearance here of the Sugya of Chinitz Kanakonim, take a look at that Tess of the day. The famous Sugya about burning comets. So if you look over here, there's one line, which is not my riot, the riot which the Hozerua brings, and it's the famous parish of Rav Shmuley Palaiva. He's had it a few times already. It's the parish of the Yosef Shabbos Nagoro. Right? Only got a little care roof of it. Page Nun Ches, in our Hozerua, quotes this riot. The Gemara is as follows. Matnisa Nami, I think that's the 12th line or so. Matnisa Nami Ika Hefsa De Eitzim. What do you mean Hefsa De Eitzim? What does Hefsa De Eitzim mean? The Rashi says, it's Sarach Lahasik Shtei Hasakas. But you have to burn the Chometz. Right? It goes to Kohen Tavu, you have to burn the Chometz. But it marks a little bit further on Rabbi Yochanan, the next line, Machlok and Bishesh. Abba Besheva, a different story. So you put those two lines together, and they're one after the other. You get the clear impression of this mission in the Gemara that there is a mitzvah to burn the chametz b'shar shishis, which is a riot to Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam. We haven't gotten toast yet. Oh. These are the riots. Oh. But I want to add, so far I've also I have to tell you, until now, we're assuming that a few Rashi. There's no fundamental distinction whatsoever between before this man and after this man. Yet whenever there's a mitzvah tashbisa of Yudah, you always have to burn it. Except practical considerations enter and tell you, once 12 o'clock comes, you can't take any chances of your road, the clock is ticking, so throw it out. Wrong. It's a chiyuv to burn it, but you cannot exercise that chiyuv. because you can't take a chance on Bayer by your mother. That's Rashi Shita. But I'm discussing now from the other angle. What about before this man? The Rashi didn't learn until now. Yes, if I burn the chametz 2 days before Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, Pashas is what? You have to burn it. You can't just throw it into the compactor, or throw it down the sewer, or the toilet. You must actually burn it. You can't sell it either, you have to burn it. This came to see the Pshat HaRashi until now. This is Pshat Aleph before it. First Pshat HaRashi. Again, the Be'iri, the first. But now, Rav Otay, now, I want to suggest an additional twist. Remember the kasha from Noster, I told you the double barrel kasha. One kasha was, how can Rashi say learn from Noster, but Rashi is after 12, you don't have to burn. So that we answer it. If you answer that kasha, you really do have to burn. Just can't take a chance. Because conceptually you have to burn it. That's the answer to it. But the other half of that kasha, which they don't emphasize so much, is wait a minute. Notice you burn only after this man. And here Rashi seems to be saying that you burn it before this month. So before we said, yeah, well, no, he can't burn before this month because he would touch him. But other than that, you would have to burn, so you can't just get that cash against Rashi. But now, in Teres 2, with Rashi, we want to say something slightly different about the second aspect, which is as follows. The Rashi says that the only time you're required to use a fire to eliminate whatever you must eliminate is at a time when the halacha requires that you eliminate it. Sounds like some kind of motto or something. The only time you're required to use fire to eliminate something is when you eliminate it at the time you must eliminate it. Put up a whole billboard with that. So, what am I saying? If you must get rid of it, and you get rid of it at a time that you were required to get rid of it, then you must get rid of it straight. But if you get rid of it earlier, you jump the gun and you dump the object before there's an obligation to get rid of it, then you need not use a fire. Oh, patience. Who says that? I think the Rush says that. The Rush, no less a source than the Rush. Let's open the Rush. Let's open things open together. Open the Rush. Let's see what it says. Perek Bay, Simon Dallas. Gimel? Oh, Gimel. Maybe right, yeah, Gimel. I'm sorry. Oh, you're not a man, but I'm Perek Bay, thank you. Perek Bay, Simon Gimel. Most of Simon Gimel is a discussion of how to pass it, correct? How do we pass it? This big time our clothes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? Not so simple. We know the Rambam Paskin, like Chachamim. Yochid the Rabbim, no. Come on. Halacha Karabim. Tosef Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Stam Mishnah in Tzemura is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the fundamental machlokas how to pass. The Rashi Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Mishnah like him, like Rashi and Tosef, say the same thing. And he quotes other people, the Pesefer Mitzvah, the Bartoloni. He's the only Rishonim. Quotes about that. Hey. Probably the Smag or the Smak, I'm not sure which one. Look up an Essen Lamates and see which one they find. I don't have either handy. The Gaon and Pasa Chacham, and then the Iter, Rabbi Yona, we have the Rambam. Aye, Tzemura, doesn't matter. We can't bring her here. Okay, fine. Fine. Then he said, Lachain Roy Lahachmir Lasorfo. Usrefa Kamura. And I'm now on the top of page Kuf Kafe, and I'll quick. Look inside. Everybody look inside. Kadisi Bashilit Mura. Imrota Lahachmir Al Asphalt Lisrafas Anikborin Rashoy. If he wants to be Machmir and burn something which should be buried, he may do so. So the carbon ethanol jumps right away on that line. What are you talking about? Bekashli marai izu. Halacham chamim pligi v'armulo eino muta l'shanos. Mitam. Af api shemachar v'sreif osa. Make it will be afra. Shanisrof and afra mutu. Manik bo and afra nasur. And therefore you should not burn it from fear someone's going to have an off of it, and it's only Mount Igborin. But Sarah Loma, Dachikama, she yachma the Sarah for the Ligbor Afer. Oh, you burn it, then you bury the ashes. Today, she loyal me medical, she got to the Mogan Avram, the ashes of the Rambam, the Simon Tophim made the Kodam, the famous Kashi of Mogan Avram. How could Rambam say you may burn it? Rambam passed the Chachamim, and the Gemara Tzimura says, and the Igborim lo you Sarfu. Because you're going to, by mistake, use the ashes. After Mogan Avram, you'll burn the ashes. I'm sure Mekive comes in about it, because they're not Mogan Avram. We said, what do you mean? It's not the mitzvot, even if you use a different method, it comes to Chomet the page. That's really old stuff. Now come back to the Russian top of the page. Well, the Pirish Rabbein Atam, which you haven't even seen Tosia, but all right, okay, the first preview. To the first half of his base, the Shas, the Yurash, the Sosa, the Choldover, Hainu, the Shas, Shishit, the Oz Regilim Ha'ol Levaro, Ein Af Kusa V'Psak Zakulei, Ein Oda Masha Chemtor Zachar Chatzos, Neh, No Naf Kamina, Kwan Rebbein Atam, how he passed into this Machlokas. But Rebbein Atam learned that the Machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you must burn it or not, is after Chatzos. Whoever waits that long? And before Chatzos, everyone agrees you can burn it anyway, you can eliminate it any way you please. So Kwan Rebbein Atam is no real Machlokas by Halacha. This is a theoretical case. You know Machlokas? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham, who kept his one kazayas, his one cookie left at 12 o'clock. And Rabbi Shmuel said, you're crazy, how can you do this? So for him, it was no gala maisa. Should he have to burn it or just throw it out the window? But for all the Jews in the world, it's not a maisa. Ah, what about Rashi? Here comes the last line. For Av the Pirush Rashi, Bishor Chamishis Modesh Mevara B'chol Dovo. Here is the bombshell. Until now, we assume that according to Rashi, you always have to burn the chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda. Until 12, even in fact, after 12, if you can't get wood, then you can't, but otherwise, in theory, even after 12. Comes the Rashi says, no. The Rashi, the 6 hours call has a beer. You know why? Because only in that hour must you burn it. If you eliminate it earlier, down the tube. Later, down the tube. Only that 1 hour must you actually burn up your Abuda. So says the Rosh. Comes Korban the final test. And if the son's questioned against his father. Hiksha Atur. Zimitaf Memhei, with the Lashono, the first wide line of Korban the son. Menonira came to Kerusha. Do Pirish the Rabbi Yehuda feel the Yotzei b'Shayara who daft of his Reifa? What's his Kasha? No, what's his Kasha? Wake up! What's his Kasha? That's right. You leave within 30 days and going on a caravan. You're required to burn before you leave. And Rashi the Kavanazo, the Kivain. Rashi calls the Rashi the Chavzayin of Abay. Tiber Masl She'im Lo Mata Eitim Ayin Shom. What did he say in that Rashi the Chavzayin of Abay? She'im Lo Mata Eitim. Rashi gives an example, a person going on a trip, and it's before this man. Where is it? Yeah. He says, Mishu wrote a lot of Shayara over to Shloshim, Tarina Zogel Levar, Usha Ain Ape in the Sofa, Ye Yoshim Ubot of Aloy Levar Enu. He won't do anything. You see from Rashi, you can't be going on a trip 2 weeks before Pesach, and you have to burn it. So how can the Rosh in his right mind say, and the Fi Rashi, the obligation to burn, is the middle of the 6th hour, with an offer to Rashi and Chav Zayin who says, they're going to apply 2 weeks before Pesach. What's going on over here? That's a kash. Tour that's a kash against his father, just like this. That's a kash. But don't give up your hands. Don't give up hope. The Korban is on the white knife. Come to the rescue. The Korban of Tanel is followed. A very deep shot. The nearly Ashi. That's host up his days. Hikshal Rashi, Bishas, you, I know, Akhatos. That's also the Koldover. Homi, no, sir, Yolda, Frebuta, the Chomet, the Srefa. The no, sir, Akhar, Isser, Tong, Srefa, the Kushal, Limsi. It's a good Kasha. He gives an editorial comment. It's a strong Kasha. I agree. It's a strong Kasha. But Sarah Loma. The Akhar, Khatos. HaTorah Atza Oso LaHashbitz B'chol Dover Dichsiv HaShbitz B'chol Dover V'zeh Sheyolach Rabbi Yehuda Minosar Hainus man fear chometz midrabanan. The alfinon meister nosa. Nimtzenu lemedim. Im holach b'shayara. Gam ken chachamim itilu alav levar b'chay gavna nami. Yalfinon mi nosa. Kevan d'chivu chacham levar. Ashrenken shach hamishis al mikodem. Shein holach b'shayara. Hashbasasa b'chol dovor. What did the carbon and Donald say? A very, very, very important book. Did you know? It's not what Rashi learned, it's what it's called. The derivation from Nosa is goes like this. What is Nosa? The Torah says that Nosa and Nosa are going to stroke, which means when we tell you to get rid of it, you got to burn it. Whatever the Allah demands, you eliminate it, it has to be burned. So guess what? When does the Allah say, Lamaisa, that you have to burn something? When does the Torah and the Halacha say, the Halacha Lamaisa, that you have to burn the Chof? Says the Rosh. We know, enough in the Mishnah. The Sarfa knew with Chilat Shesh. So if you discharge your obligation in the proper time, during the sixth hour, then you have to burn it. Because that's the moment you have to eliminate it. But should you decide to be an early bird and to burn the Chof 2 hours or 2 days or 2 weeks early, you're early. When you're early, that's the day, the government of Tal means to tell us, to throw it out. That's the answer to the Kashim of Chavzayin of the day. If you're going on a trip, you're leaving 2 weeks before Pesach. When does Allah demand that you burn it? Now, when you leave. So Rashi is, the Rashi means, it's after the sixth hour, and not the fifth. But the Rashi meant, it's after the hour that you're required to burn it, and not at an earlier time. So when is the hour that you usually are required to burn it? The sixth hour. Should you be from the category of individuals who are going on a trip and leaving out before Pesach? So when are you required to burn it? When you leave. So good. So Rashi comes nice when you leave early, 2 weeks you'll have to burn it that time. And in normal situations where you're staying off the Pesach, I still call that a normal situation. I don't know what it is anymore, I was running away. But we still call that a normal situation. But the person stays on the Pesach, then he's required to burn the chametz after the reverse of the 6 hours. If he burns it 2 hours or 2 days earlier for some reason, he can get rid of it any other way he please. So the chametz Tala answers the kashan, two round against the rush. The concept now, if the rush is right, that Rashi is like a very deep idea. Yes? It really is the rush. I mean, Kamala just defended the rush against the kasha of the tour. This is a very, very important idea. Yes, ma'am. The whole sin of Sreifa and Rabbanan, what? Chas v'sholom. Chas v'cholila.